So you want to be a minimum, I think it's a quarter wavelength off the real ground, but higher is better. So really that's the bigger issue, is be as far off the real ground as you can get.
Yeah, my goal is to be a minimum of 35 feet off on the house, and then the trees, I could probably go a little higher or whatever. I don't know exactly. I'm going to have to pencil it. I don't quite understand it yet. There's so much information. My ADHD doesn't line up one-on-one yet, quite yet.
Yeah, yeah. So being as high up as possible, what happens when you're close to the dirt is, you know, the earth absorbs part of the energy, or you can think of it that way. It also reflects part of the energy too, but that takes some of the energy away from your signal in that reflection. So higher is better. And so instead of worrying about your technically perfect distance, it's more better just to be as high as you can manage to get it, and it'll work the best.
So I think I'm gonna put it up or whatever. That's my plan anyway. A little bit, and then I'll dome the resistance, and then figure out a balance on the end. And maybe put a something in, like a spring or something in between. When the trees move, it don't snap my wires. But I don't know exactly how I'm gonna puzzle it yet. But.
Yeah, you're thinking the right way. That's one of the problems to using trees is they move a lot, more than you think. So they can put a lot of strain on that wire. So having something to absorb that movement is a great thing. And then the other nice thing to a closed loop antenna is that they're really smooth. Open-ended resonant antennas are really kind of very voltage high, very wild kind of antennas to pull into resonance. And closed loops are much softer and easier, especially if you feed them at the center of a leg. They tend to be much smoother to tune and much more cooperative. I did set one up at my home, at my QTH, and I used an AMU instead of a Balun at the feed point, which gave me lots of adjustment on the frequency range.
Okay, so what is an AMU exactly?
Oh, it's like an automatic tuner, only a remote automatic tuner. So instead of the tuner being in your shack and then trying to tune the coax and Balun and the entire antenna assembly, you put the tuner at the feed point of the antenna. So the only thing it's tuning is the wire itself.
Okay, yeah. No, that's kind of what I thought. That's just something tuner, but I wasn't quite sure. But thank you. I will try it out, and then I'm going to puzzle it together here in the next couple of days. And I got lots of questions I'll ask you guys for sure.
Yeah, there's not a ton of rules to a loop antenna, actually. You know, the longer the better, the closer to round is better, and the higher up off the ground you can get is better. And after that, there's not a lot of rules, which is one of the lovely parts to doing a loop antenna like that.
Thank you for all the good information. I think the best for me would be is to put it up and play with it and see, I guess, before I would really know.
Yeah, for sure, especially if you've got the wire, you know, you've already got the wire on hand and that's not costing you a big part of your budget. That is one of the better ways. You can try a couple of different Balun's if you want. Some wires might do well on a 4-to-1, some might do better on a 9-to-1. So if you had a couple of Balun ratios you can play around with. That might give you some better information. But, yeah, it's, like I say, it's a kind way to do an antenna, whereas a N-fed or an off-center fed or any of those other resonant antennas are a little wilder to manage, and you better be right, or you get a lot of challenges. Whereas the closed loop, they're quite kind, and so a lot more forgiving.
Yeah, because I can also put like an N-fed half wave on there, but I thought maybe a loop would be better for me, which is more omnidirectional, if I understand it all 100%, I guess.
Yeah, so it tends to be a lot more omnidirectional because you're going in that square circle. You're closing it around, so you're radiating in both polar directions. The other thing that a closed loop does that's really nice is it becomes a magnetic antenna instead of an electrical antenna. And so it tends to be, I found it a lot quieter. There was a lot less static and noise in the local environment, and the signal-to-noise ratio was better. So that's what I'm actually running right now, and I've really enjoyed it. I find it, a little... I don't notice any performance loss from a signal point of view, and it's a lot quieter and easier to work with.
Okay, so I have the option to go a full wavelength. Say, like if I want to go 80 meters, I can do a full 80 meter loop. Is that going to be more beneficial than like a quarter wave or a half wave or a 5/8? Or three quarters?
Okay, so you need to see my rule number one, which is more wire is better. Always more wire is better. That is one of the advantages to the AMU, is that if you're not precisely a full wavelength, the AMU will adjust for you those incorrect lengths. So that's what I'm using, so I was less concerned, but I am almost a full wavelength on 80 as well, and why I use the almost is because I want that AMU to bring in a little inductance to finish the job for me. If I'm a perfect wavelength, then the AMU struggles to actually find it because it actually resonates too well, and it can't find anything to load against. So I'm just shy. Full wavelength's better. More wire is better.
And on the AMU, if you go over a full length wave, does that still work on the AMU then, or does it need to be shorter than a full wavelength, like you said, to make it more resonant?
Now, you can also be a little longer, and then it has to add in capacitance to bring it in. And yes, either direction works okay. You just don't want to be resonant because, like I say, the AMU then can't really tell very well. It can't feel a mismatch and do its job, so it kind of struggles. So you want to be just a little bit out, just so that it can do. It likes to be a good partner, so it wants to do something and to help. And so if you just keep your wire length just a little off, then it feels like it can do something for you and finish the job for you.
I understand it now. Yes. Okay, I'm going to play around with this a little bit, and then I will, get my nano VNA on there and test some things a bit or whatever. By the way, what's your call sign? I just want to write it down. If I have some questions, maybe I can give you a shout.
Yeah, no problem. Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Charlie Papa, and my name here is Ward. You'll often find me hanging out at the Burnaby coffee meetups on Saturday morning, and there's lots of smart characters there to help with antenna, and you should come hang out. That'd be you'd have a good time.
Yeah, I was thinking about coming out that way, but it would be a good hour drive yet. One of these days, but I'm not too busy, I will definitely do that for sure.
Oh, yeah, that's a big commitment for you. No problem. Yeah, you can do it over radio as well. No problem there either. But, yeah, I've enjoyed it. I did an NFED half-wave. I played with some verticals. And I'm really finding this closed loop with the EMU a real nice, really nice, easygoing antenna with, and it's really quiet. So I really enjoy it for that. The other one too is you can use a Balun, and bring it into the shack over coax, and you might need a tuner there just to finish it out. But then you don't need a very big tuner. You can use either the one that's built into your radio. They'll usually bring that, you know, into about 3-to-1 or better. They can bring this, or just even a desktop tuner. But you want to be pretty close, or else your coax losses go really high.
Yes, so I'm going to run, my plan is to run an LMR400 or similar. I have an LMR400 up through the house and wire it all the way in. It's going to, the run is going to be probably around between 80 and 85 feet, this mic gear. Close to around there, so that's where my feed point is going to start, which is going to be up on the roof. And then from there I'll have to make my loop.
Yeah, but if your feed line is 50 ohms, but your antenna is 200 ohms, there's a mismatch, and even through your Balun, right? So if your Balun only brings it down to 200 ohms, and then you're into a 50 ohm coax, there's a mismatch, and so you'll lose every time, even if you use a tuner, every time the signal goes over the coax and hits that mismatch, you're gonna have a loss. So you want that Balun to bring you as close to the 50 ohms as you can, in order to run a tuner in the shack. That's the great part to the AMU, is my coax is always at a perfect 50 ohms between the radio and the AMU, and then between the AMU and the antenna, there are no losses, no additional losses, other than my tuned loss, because there's no coax between the tuner and the actual antenna.
Yes, I understand that one. So the AMR, is that thing can be outside? Like it's waterproof and all that stuff? Or you just made something yourself to make it waterproof?
Well, you can do both. Mine happens to be an outdoor-rated AMU. That's the other great part to those AMUs or remote tuners is... they're designed to pull in an antenna with way more mismatch. The tuner in your radio is for about 3-to-1. The one in your the AMU, I think it's 300-to-1 mismatch. It's a massive range of mismatch it'll take. So it'll pull in any piece of wire. What do they say? It'll pull in a wet noodle and make it an antenna. Won't be efficient, but it'll match. So yes, you can buy an outdoor rated one, but you can get some ones a lot cheaper that are indoor rated, and yeah, put them in a waterproof box and get them outside.
Where do you buy those AMUs?
If you just look up remote tuner, you'll find them. You know, all the manufacturers do make them. There's some by the... you know, you can get them from the other people make them. MFJ used to make them. I think I have an MFJ for a desktop. Yeah, they're just, if you look up automatic tuners, they're there.
I am going to do that. I got a few things written down over here, so I have to do some homework. Thank you very much for all the information, Ward. And we will definitely stay in touch.
Okay, good luck in your antenna project. Get out there today. It's a nice day. And get working. All right, I'll talk to you another time soon. This is Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Charlie Papa, saying have a great day.
This is Victor Alpha 7, Whiskey Bravo Kilo 73. And also thank you to the other gentleman. I don't know the call time. 73, I'll be monitoring.